In a few days, anniversaries marking the U.S. atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and then Nagasaki. Those attacks led to the end of World War II. After the war, Japan adopted a pacifist constitution and agreed to dismantle its military. Ever since, it's only had a defense force that it can use to defend itself. But now Japan has taken a step toward changing that. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced plans last month to reinterpret the constitution, and that would allow Japanese troops to participate in overseas conflicts. That announcement is spurring a growing protest movement. Sam Harnett has a story from Tokyo.
In a cluttered office on the outskirts of Tokyo, Toshiyuki Obora is putting away megaphones and signs from a recent demonstration. He reads a few aloud. It says we don't need nuclear power. Don't repeat Fukushima. Dangerous Osprey helicopter, don't come to Okinawa. You can't build peace with military force. Obora has been demonstrating for decades, and at times he's pushed Japan's limits for civil disobedience. In 2004, he and two others got arrested for protesting Japan's involvement in the Iraq War. They weren't lobbing Molotov cocktails or burning cars. They were distributing flyers to soldiers. The government took the case to the Supreme Court and finally got them convicted for trespassing.
We had been giving out flyers for decades with no problems. Supermarkets do the same thing, but no one gets arrested.
Activism in Japan hasn't always been so tame. In the 1960s, people filled the streets to demonstrate against the growing military ties between Japan and the U.S. But over the decades, that protest movement has shriveled up. Now, though, the conservative Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is helping create a new generation of protesters, like these ones, gathered outside his office. They're chanting for Abe to resign. Just 3 days after he announced his plan to reinterpret Article 9. That's the famous peace provision of Japan's constitution, which revokes war as a sovereign right of the nation. Protester Hirai Tadashi considers that phrase a pillar of Japanese identity, his in particular. He says he was born in 1947, on almost the exact same day the Constitution was written, so he's got a great attachment to it. Article 9 is what protects the peace in Japan, he says, so we must protect it. Since Abe's announcement, thousands have come out to protest. New anti-war groups have formed, and people are organizing online. One demonstrator made international news by setting himself on fire at a busy Tokyo train station. Now, everyday people like Yuki Sato are getting involved.
I want to talk about this news, but none of my friends will discuss it.
This protest movement didn't start overnight. After the disaster in Fukushima, people in Tokyo and other cities started demonstrating against nuclear power and the treatment of displaced residents. Then, in December, protests broke out when the government passed the State Secrets Act. It's a law that increases the penalty for leaking and reporting military secrets.
I didn't used to think about politics, but then the nuclear incident happened and there was radiation everywhere. Now it seems like we are going to go to war.
Liberal protesters aren't the only ones hitting the streets. Ultra-right-wing groups are counter-protesting the anti-war demonstrations. Here they are chanting at a recent rally. Peace protesters are calling for the removal of U.S. military bases from Okinawa. The far-right group has signs supporting Japanese militarization. The recent tensions with China have only fueled the clash.
It's clear that many people are really angry.
Yuko Kawanishi is a social psychologist in Tokyo. She says the prime minister's announcement to reinterpret the constitution has become a flashpoint, not just because of what he's doing, but how he's doing it. Instead of amending the constitution, which would have required him to go through the legislature, he made a cabinet decision.
When you do things, such important things, in a hasty way, of course people wonder, maybe he has some agenda, he has something that he doesn't really tell us.
27-year-old Yuki Tamura worries that the agenda might involve someone like him being sent into battle. That's why he came to protest in front of the prime minister's office.
I am a young guy, so if Japan decided to go to war, I could be sent to fight.
This is Tamura's first protest. He didn't talk to his friends about it. Politics, he says, is still a taboo subject among youth.
Well, among Japanese young people, if you talk about politics, you will lose your friends.
Organizers are reaching out through social media to try to engage young people like Tamura, but actually getting them out to rallies is an uphill battle. By the third day after Abe's announcement, the number of demonstrators had diminished. A light drizzle was falling, and commuters hustled by. After a young protester finished leading the cheer, an elderly woman took the megaphone. She said she wanted to motivate the crowd with a song from the old days.
We shall overcome.
For The World, I'm Sam Harnett, Tokyo.